Mishnah Yud Beis. The last two Mishnayos of this perek discuss a mamzer. A mamzer is a child who is born as a result of illegal relations. And we're going to see there are three different opinions as to what level of prohibition the relations need to be in order that the child be a mamzer. And we start off with the most strict opinion of Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, any illegal relations, even if it's only a prohibition, without a death penalty involved, or without kares — kares is a very severe punishment where one is, so to speak, cut off from Hashem — even if the prohibition does not carry a severe punishment like that, nevertheless, the child will be a mamzer. For example, hamachzer gerushasai, one who remarries his divorced wife. Now, the truth is, if one divorces his wife, it's actually a mitzvah to remarry her. However, once she has married somebody else, and then, let's say, he divorces her or he dies, then it is a prohibition to remarry her. So if somebody does remarry her after she married somebody else in between, and secondly, one who marries the woman on whom he performed chalitza, although up until now in the Masechta we have assumed that it is only forbidden midirabbanon to marry the woman on whom he performed chalitza, according to Rabbi Akiva, this is forbidden midiraisa. The Torah, when talking about a man who performs chalitza, it says that he didn't build the house of his brother. He didn't uphold his brother's legacy. However, the way that the Torah says it is asher lo yivnes beis achiv, that he will not build the household of his brother. It says it in the future tense. And Rabbi Akiva learns from there that the Torah is saying that once he chose to do chalitza and to not build his brother's house and to continue his legacy, it is from that moment onwards forbidden to do so. Asher lo yivne, he will not build his brother's legacy. Alright, and a third example, the hanesik of his chalutzase, one who marries the relative of his chalutza, for example, the sister of his chalutza, and again, most are of the opinion that this is only midrabbanon forbidden. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, this is forbidden midiraisa. So firstly, yotzi, he needs to divorce her. He cannot continue living with her in marriage. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he does not need to give her a get, because Rabbi Akiva views any prohibition involving marriage as so strict that the marriage doesn't even take hold. The kiddushin is invalid, and therefore she doesn't even require a get, she just needs to stop living with him. And secondly, the havlad mamzer, the child born from such relations will be a mamzer. Div Rabbi Akiva, that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, the chachomim say, ein havlad mamzer, the child is not a mamzer. The chachomim of the opinion, which will be spelled out in the next Mishnah, that a mamzer is only a child born from relations which are forbidden and punishable by kores. So for example, arayas, women who are forbidden to marry them due to them being related, so a child from there would be considered a mamzer. And like the Mishnah says now, umaydim, the chachomim agree, benoisei kerovas gerushosai, that somebody who marries the relative of the woman who he divorced, for example, the sister of the woman he divorced, shavad mamzer, in that case the child would be a mamzer, because that is an erva, punishable by kores, and in such a case, the child is indeed a mamzer, and that opinion, as well as a third opinion, will be spelled out in the next Mishnah.